Welcome to this edition of Drone Law Pro Radio, your source of information for everything UAV. We're drone attorneys, and we speak drone.
My name is drone lawyer Enrico Schaefer. Today we're going to be talking about the real problem with the FAA's handling of Part 107. Now, everyone was excited about Part 107 when it was announced because the FAA had so seriously screwed up the Section 333 process, the problems that they were having in getting through those petitions, those 333 petitions, simply caused massive delays, which made it impossible for any commercial drone business, you know, a business, the type of thing where a company invests time and money in order to potentially offer services and make profits. The 333 process was a disaster because it started as a long process, then the process got down to about 2 months, and then the process went to 6 months, and then the FAA played hide the ball from everyone and didn't tell anyone that what they were doing with Part 107 until, of course, June of 2016 when they made the announcement. Well, part of that announcement was they had stopped processing petitions back in May. And in fact, they hadn't even issued any exemptions on petitions that were filed after October. So all these people, thousands of U.S. businesses waiting to get flying on the promise of Section 333, boom. FAA completely messes that up by simple failure of providing information for business planning purposes. So we have this new Part 107. A key part of it is that in order to fly in controlled airspace, you need an airspace authorization. The airspace authorization process has been yet another disaster for the FAA. They made the mistake of finalizing and implementing Part 107 before they had the ability to actually get people flying. So if you're in Class G airspace, great, you can fly under Part 107 without an airspace authorization. But most of the activity around UAV, most of the commerce that's going to be done in UAV is going to be done in controlled airspace, B, C, D, and surface E airspace. So the airspace authorization process clearly doesn't work right now. The FAA acknowledges that the airspace authorization system and the website that they've put in place for that doesn't work. Commerce is impracticable if, in fact, a business doesn't know when and if it's going to be able to fly. If they can't tell a customer, hey, in your Class C airspace, I'll be able to conduct a flight 2 weeks from now or a week from now, then that simply doesn't work for commerce. You have all these tens of thousands of businesses that have one or both hands tied behind their back by the FAA's incompetency on airspace authorization. Companies have invested big dollars in UAS. It is time for the FAA to step up and make good on its promise. This really was a fraud. Part 107 was a fraud by the FAA because they didn't tell people, by the way, you won't be able to fly in controlled airspace. They launched this thing. They stopped processing Section 333 exemptions. They left this giant blank space for the UAV community to try and navigate. And it really was a misrepresentation and a complete fumbling of the ball by the FAA. Now, here's what the FAA says it's going to do. This is, again, the FAA's game, right? Oh, but it's going to get better. We're developing a grid map for all ATC permissions and airspace authorizations. And there's going to be an app, and you'll simply go to the app, and you'll enter your location, and you'll essentially be able to get airspace authorization in real time or near real time, within minutes or perhaps an hour of making the request. That's the way the system needs to work in order for there to be business and commerce in the UAS space, right? But then they say, well, they're developing the app and it's 8 to 12 months out. Well, that could probably be in the FAA world 12 to 24 months or longer, right? So this app should have been developed before they actually finalized and implemented Part 107, or they should have had an interim method to clear airspace while they were developing the app. But the FAA fumbled the ball. They didn't do it. They didn't get it done. And now everyone else is left hanging once again. investing time and money in UAV operations on the promise of the FAA, which the FAA has failed on. So what happens in the meantime between this next 8 to 12 months or 12 to 24 months while the FAA is getting its grid map put into an app or into an online system? In the meantime, we have this fundamental issue. Are airspace authorizations going to get faster because the FAA is getting more efficient and they said they've added staff to the airspace authorization? Is the process going to get faster, or is it going to get slower because the volume of requests for airspace authorization is always going to be going up because of the number of pilots in the system? Is airspace authorization going to go faster or slower, FAA? Tell us, because you know what? In order for businesses to survive, they need to have some level of information. And even if the FAA, in its own admission, fumbling the ball on airspace authorization in Part 107, right? That's great that they acknowledge the errors there. But what they need to do now is step up and provide real information to U.S. businesses in the UAV space so they can plan, so they can invest, so they can know when and who to hire, so they can tell customers what actually they will be able to do for those customers in controlled airspace and when. But the FAA doesn't tell you anything. We've got Kevin Morris out there from the Minneapolis FISDO. He's the only one that's even trying to provide real information to people. So here's the problem. This is the real issue, and this is the point of this Drone Law Pro radio program today. The real issue isn't that the FAA has screwed up once again on UAS. It's that they're not providing information for business planning purposes. It's a fundamental failure of the FAA to understand how business even works, right? It's one thing to say, oh, we know this isn't working for businesses. It's another to say, oh, yes, we're going to have an app in the future that's going to solve the problem. What is missing is the piece of the puzzle of what's going to happen now. What is going to happen over the next couple of months? You can't just say it's going to be 90 days. You have to file for airspace authorizations in 90 days. You may as well tell people not to file at all. You can't plan 90 flights 90 days in advance. It makes no sense. So provide information, FAA, get it out there so that business, so that commerce can actually happen around UAS. The FAA needs to step up here and not only take ownership of the problem, but do something in the interim here to fix it. And the fix doesn't have to be necessarily faster. If it's bad news, FAA, just tell us. Just say, no, it's actually going to get slower. And so you may as well not invest any more time and money in your UAS business, because until we get the app working, you really can't do much anyway. If that's the story, FAA, then tell it so that businesses can plan around that. Information in business is like gold, right? If you're a startup business or an established business, what you really need now, if you can't have the authorizations, is real-world information. My name is drone attorney Enrico Schaefer. That's all for today. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Drone Law Pro Radio, where drone pilots turn for legal expertise on everything drone. Visit us at dronelaw.pro.